105.7 KOZC, Reno's Classic Rock. It's our old friend James Young from Styx. How are you, James?
Max, life could certainly be better, but it ain't too bad. Styx is working on a new record. Fortunately, we had a big year of touring lined up, and that's postponed until who knows when. But
yeah.
You know, we want our fans to be safe. We want our families who we go home to after being on the road to not be exposed to anything crazy. And, you know, this country survived 1929. We survived the Vietnam War, survived a lot of stuff in my lifetime. And every now and then, you know, things, we're spinning through space at who knows what speed and and what our destination is. So things can happen along the supernatural highway.
That's true. We are talking to James Young of Styx, and yeah, one of the hardest working bands in all the land, and you guys just love being out there and playing and meeting the fans, and so many young fans. I mean, you know, in a world where, you know, a lot of the music is, you know, some of the music is good, some of the music, it's nice to have something that is of the eternal, like Styx.
Well, you know, change is the only constant, and I guess the good news is that if, I don't know, somehow these bums from the south side of Chicago got invaded by Tommy Shaw and from Alabama, and we started making records and just, you know, doing the best we could, and I'm astounded by the, you know, just how our success has lasted and how in some ways it's experiencing almost a new wave of enthusiasm.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I don't know. I'm knocking on anything that even looks like wood, just because it's. I've been blessed. I was born at the right time in 1949, 4 years after the end of the Second World War. So I wasn't subjected to that, and got to grow up in the '60s with the Beatles and the Who and Jimi Hendrix. And I saw Hendrix play live 5 times. I know I've said that many times to you on the air.
Yeah.
To me, that was just something that can't even be described. You have to see the music, and even then, it's not quite like the energy was in the room. It was just astounding, and you know, I've been there, and I'm still hanging on and moving forward.
So, Cyclorama, which came out many years ago,
2003.
Yeah, and you put it out again, re-released it on all the formats and all the platforms and all the doodads and gizmos. But you revisited a song that was eerily so now, so today, which covered and you made a video that's very cool. It's up at KOZCradio.com about, you know, all the frontline workers and the healthcare workers. And it's very inspiring when I watch this.
Yeah, it's funny because I started out, you know, sort of this whole gloom and doom thing. And there was a song that Tommy and I wrote back on the previous album, Brave New World, which was, we only did 2 records for this company, Sanctuary. One was in 2000, one was 2003, and the Brave New World just kind of related to the global weirdness that was going on at the time. And but those the words come that resonated. So I had my best friend in the world, Steve Jones, who is a feature film producer and teaches a graduate course in film production at DePaul University in Chicago. But he's worked with De Niro, introduced me to Bill Murray, introduced me to Bob De Niro. You know, chance to shake these people's hands because of my best friend, and I called Steve up, and he does most of our visual stuff for all our concerts in recent times, and so I just said the song Brave New World, it's just something about it really resonates with what's going on here, and that kind of got us started on this, and then our manager came up with, you know, that song from Cyclorama, and Cyclorama was recorded in the wake of 9/11. You know, we were still all wondering what was going on in the world at that point in time. The Iraq War had, I think we had gone and invaded Iraq and this and that and the other thing. And These Are the Times was a song from back then. but it just seemed like the lyrics so related,
yeah,
to what's going on now. I said, Steve, well, we got to put something together for this. And fortunately, our manager steered it towards really celebrating the people that are putting their lives and their health on the line to be out there doing the stuff that the rest of us didn't volunteer to do and doing a heck of a great job at it. And but when I first watched the video, I was like, I was in tears. It was just,
yeah.
The song sounds like someone else has to tell me it sounds like today, but it sounds like one of the greatest stick things ever done. And with those pictures going with it, it's just, we wanted to put it out there. And actually, the two albums we had on Sanctuary haven't really ever been available in recent times on streaming platforms, which doesn't mean much to old guys like you and me in a way, but because we're still hanging on to our vinyl.
Where's my albums?
Who took my album?
Yeah. It's so, really inspiring. Yeah. And going back to 2001, right after 9/11, it was just a few weeks after 9/11, you guys played Silver Legacy, and I got up on stage and I gave the crowd a big warm up for the band, but we all were talking about United We Stand, Divided We Fall, and that's what we need more of these days, is United We Stand, Divided We Fall. Let's all get together, let's all come together, and through the magic of Styx, this video that's up at KOZZradio.com, it's one of those that'll make you say, you know, we all bleed red. We all might have different opinions and different ideas, but, you know, it's all of us together that makes this thing a great country. And, you know, somebody said the other day, they go, well, you know, the only time the Ford Motor Company ever agreed on anything is when they made the Edsel. Because it was Hank's kid's car. And the thing is, when you have some friction, you come up with the best results, because there's a little push and pull and a little compromise and meet in the middle. And it's all of us together against the world, you know?
Well, I think once the election is over, one way or another, people will feel the need to reunite and let's make things work as good as we possibly can going forward, because it hasn't been easy, and it's starting to feel like 1929, and we don't want a repeat of that if we can possibly avoid it.
Yeah.
So we've got to take care of our brothers and sisters as best we can, and we have to be good listeners. And we have to take action when the time comes to take action. So, crazy world and day at a time.
It's crazy times. James Young of Styx. And check out the video up at KOZZradio.com, right on the homepage under the lowdown. And, man, looking forward to seeing you guys back out on the road. Looking forward to the new album. A new music from Styx. I know the last time out was a real big deal, and it really did a great job. The Mission to Mars, you know, it was just now it's that much closer, that Mission to Mars.
Yes, it is.
James Young, always a pleasure, man.
Maximus, you rule.